Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you will not hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of the show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in his word that he would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here with vital insights from God's word is pastor and author Joe Schimmel.
Hey, brothers and sisters, folks out there in Radio Land, we just thank you for listening this evening. We've got a special guest, actually a few special guests. We've always got Jesus here. He is the ultimate guest, and we're really his guests on this show. But I also have a couple other really special guests, and that because I usually do this show by my lonesome. But I also have my wonderful oldest daughter, Holly Davidson, and her husband, my son-in-law, Chad Davidson, and we just got a new grandbaby from them just a few months back, about 5 months ago or so. But anyway, we're here to talk about Revivus. And usually we talk about understanding the times, the end times, last days, things of that nature, and how to discern God's will for our lives in these days that we live in, the difference between good and evil, and then comprehend his will for our lives. But right now we're going to be talking about Revivus. That's a ministry that we have in the church I pastor called Blessed Hope Chapel. And Revivus is a ministry that started a few years ago. And it's involved in some really cutting-edge ministry that I think is very dynamic for the times in which we live and reaching the youth. Because if you know anything about social media and youth these days, they're really shut out to the gospel and hearing the word of God. So I really praise God for what these youngsters of mine have come up with Revivus, because it's a really complimentary ministry to not only Blessed Hope, but the Good Fight ministry, where we expose what the enemy's doing through music. This actually uses music for God's glory, for the gospel. Holly, Chad, welcome, and of course, Tony. Can you explain to us, Chad, why don't you tell us what Revivus is and what the event is?
All right, praise the Lord. Well, Revivus started about 3 years ago. This is our fourth event, and it all started out with a lot of prayer. Basically, what Revivus is a youth outreach ministry to people. We first started just in our little city, but we've been branching out more and more, and every year now we throw a huge event, and it's called the Summer Event, and we try to invite different bands to come and play, and we share the gospel at it, and it's just been really an awesome outreach for people not only to share the gospel with, but also to give an avenue for young people to serve Christ in.
Amen. Holly, what do you want to add to that as far as what the Revivus ministry is and how it started?
Revivus started out with us praying that we would have a way to reach the local youth. And we went to the beach one day and we prayed that there would be some sort of an opening or an opportunity for us to reach out, and the Lord would direct us in that. And that very week, some youth in our youth group asked if they could just play worship music for the local youth. And we said, yeah, why don't we go pass out flyers and invite the youth and share the gospel with them? So we did that, and it started with about 70 people, and we were just going to do it a one-time event, and we thought, you know what, we need to continue this, and we need to continue reaching out to our youth in our city and about, and so we invited more, and the next year we threw a bigger event, and we kept throwing more and more, and the last event we had over 1,000 people at.
Well, this event, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Revivus Ministry, which is connected to the Good Fight radio show, Good Fight Ministry in Blessed Hope, the church. Where all of us go and where I pastor, and we're talking about the event that's coming up. You want to go if you can. If you're in earshot right now, you're in the greater LA area or in Los Angeles, then July 27th, free event with an incredible Christian band called Cutlass, where they play a lot of just really awesome praise music, giving glory to God, that draws the kids but lifts up the message in the name of Jesus. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. But it's July 27th. Mark that down. I mean, we had somebody call the church recently and said, you have Cutlass playing and it's free? They couldn't believe it, you know. And we didn't only say it's free, but and it is free for everybody to come. And usually you have to pay for these big concerts. It's free, not for us. We're paying. That's because we want it to be free for everybody else. Why don't you guys talk about, how you select the bands and how Cutlass ended up being involved in this?
Yeah, well, with selecting the bands throughout the first couple years, it was a little tougher trying to get some bigger bands because nobody knew who we were or what we really were doing. But as it went, we just kept praying about different bands. In fact, last year's event had Seventh-day Slumber. And what we did was we said, you know what, today's the day we're going to start praying for a band. And so we lifted it up before the throne of God and said, Lord, who do you want to come play at our event that is going to glorify you the most, that's going to preach the gospel clearly? And on that day, on the Seventh-day Slumber Facebook, they posted, hey, do you need anyone to come play at your church or event? Please contact us. So we said, okay, we'll contact them. And within a few weeks, they were playing our event.
Well, that's awesome. I know during the altar call at the end there, a ton of kids came up, you know, and even when he mentioned anybody was suicidal, I was amazed at how many kids had responded. And it's so needed to have the message of Jesus proclaimed. And we're all about the gospel. And in fact, we don't obviously, I'm sorry, we don't want bands to, we want to redeem the time. We don't want bands that aren't all about Jesus, aren't about seeing people saved. We want the name of Christ lifted up. And Cutlass will certainly do that. And, you know, some people say, hey, you know, can you really reach people through music with the gospel? In fact, I know some preachers, I'm a pastor, and my reading through the years, even some very, you know, good preachers, feel, I've heard one very popular preacher who's very good in a lot of ways, but he said, you know, God doesn't evangelize through music. That's why music's not for evangelism. And when he said that, I was like, no, that's not biblical what you're saying there, buddy, because Psalm 40, it's really clear. Psalmist talked about how he was in the noisy pit, you know, the miry clay, and, you know, he couldn't get out. He needed to be delivered. God delivered him. He put his feet on the rock. He put a new song in his mouth. And he said when he sings that new song, God will put a new song in my mouth. And he said, the heathen, the pagans will hear it and be converted. God communicates even through the prophets in the Old Testament. Sometimes they would use a harp, you know, and we're supposed to teach one another through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And the gospel is wonderfully proclaimed through music. In fact, a lot of the revivals in the past were, if you look at the Welsh Revival and other revivals, were accompanied with the gospel being presented in music, because it's the power of God of salvation. And when it's in music, or if it's articulated without music, it's powerful. And the cool thing about the Revivus event, like last year's, for instance, is wasn't just music. The gospel is clearly presented in preaching in between some of the bands and what have you. So we look forward to that happening again this time. You know, Holly and Chad, you both, I know Chad, your testimony and Holly's as well, but I love the radio audience to hear it. I know Holly's very well because I'm her dad, and I saw her receive Christ. We brought her up in Jesus. And Chad, he had a testimony similar to mine as far as just coming out of a radical worldly state. And but it's interesting because both of you have very distinct backgrounds, and God's used both of those backgrounds for you to reach a cross, you know, current of people with the Gospels and giving you an interesting perspective in your Revivus ministry. So, Chad, how did you get saved, and how does that lend itself to the ministry Revivus and the event coming up on July 27th?
Well, funny enough, I received Christ through Good Fight Ministries. I myself, around town, I was pretty well known of being a champion at drinking. I was an alcoholic. I was pretty much a star wrestler at Royal, team captain of our CIF championship team, and I pretty much did everything I wanted to do, anything I wanted to do. And throughout my life, you know, I was brought up in a nominally Christian home, and they pretty much lived their Christianity through more or less conservative talk radio. And so I didn't really have any relationship with Christ. I believed in a God at a young age, but eventually sin took over my life. And that was more important to me than believing in God. And eventually, when you create your own God that is okay with, you know, fornication and drunkenness and lying and swindling and all these things, eventually you just stop believing in Him altogether. And that's what happened to me. And it wasn't until just before my 21st birthday, I was given the gospel by someone one night. Didn't receive it. Just pretty much told I was a sinner and I needed Christ, and I, you know, didn't receive that, but he had given me a video of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. I took it home and passed out drunk before I could watch it the first night. But when I was at a party the next night, I asked a friend who was there with me. I said, hey man, I got this DVD about music and Satan and God and all this stuff. Hey man, you want to check it out? And even though we were getting drunk together, for some reason he said yes. So we went, and then we were going to watch it together. At the time, I was really into mostly death metal, going to Ozfest, front row for Slipknot, and all these satanic bands that I was all into. And so God was the last thing on my mind. So I have no idea, other than now seeing in hindsight, that, you know, God was pulling me to himself. But I had no idea why I wanted to watch this video, why it was enticing to me. And I sat down and I watched it with a friend. And as I went through it, I was feeling more and more convicted and more convinced that there was a devil. Now, with that, it's a lot more scarier that if there's a devil, there's definitely a God. And for me, that was what was scary. And in there, it said, Joe says, in he quotes Matthew 12:30 and says, Jesus said, he who's not with me is against me. And since I had already now believed there was a Satan, definitely working through these all these different artists, I now had to make a decision, because if I'm not going to be for Christ, I have to be against him, because that's what he says. So I decided right then and there that I would be for Christ, and I actually ended up driving down to Malibu Beach and receiving Christ, praying to receive salvation. And what was even greater was I didn't know that that's where Blessed Hope Chapel does baptisms, because 6 months later, I was getting baptized at the same beach I had prayed to receive Christ at. So it was a pretty amazing outcome from an alcoholic atheist to a now driven for Christ, want to tell everybody about Jesus, even if it annoys them.
Praise the Lord. I mean, we've got a, Jesus said, many are going through the broad road to destruction, and few are going through that narrow road to life. So if we love people, we're going to want to reach them with the gospel. And praise God, Chad. It's been a blessing for me to see you come to Christ and see you flourish and grow in him. And it was easy for you when you wanted to ask me if I could, you could marry my daughter. I didn't really have to think twice about it, you know. And I knew you'd take good care of her and be a blessing. And you guys make a great team in ministry. And I praise God for what you're doing and your heart for reaching the lost. And Holly, praise God. It was just, it's exciting. I knew Holly loved the Lord and truth from a really early time. I mean, she's just, you know, 5, 6 years old, and we'd be having philosophical discussions about, you know, the problem of evil even, you know, things like that, about Jesus and the need for salvation and the love for truth. And she always had a jealousy for God's truth and his word. And it was very almost natural for her to just, you know, put her trust in the Lord. It was obviously a supernatural work of God. But Holly, can you explain, because if you're listening by radio, we're talking about an event. It's a little different format. And if you just tuned into what we're used to, usually it's just me. But here we're talking about the Revivus event, summer event on July 27th. You want to mark that down now if you don't want to miss it, because it's free. You'll be seeing bands like Cutlass, which usually costs a lot of money to see. You'll be seeing it free at Rancho Park in Simi Valley on July 27th. And you can go to Revivus. Website, and that's
revivus.org.
And that's revivus.org, and you'll be able to go there and you get the information. It's R-E-V-I-V, like revive, R-E-V-I-V-U-S, revive us, R-E-V-I-V-U-S.org, and you can read all about the event, where it's at, easy to get to, beautiful place for a big concert. And we get a ton of kids, and we get a lot of non-believing kids that get to hear the gospel. Bring your kids if they're believers. If they have unbelieving friends, bring them, because a lot of times when you talk to people how they got saved, they'll talk about going to a Christian concert and having heard the gospel for the first time. It's a great place to witness and share the Lord with people. Now, it's interesting, because when you hear both of your when we hear both of your testimonies, I want people to understand that there's two different groups of people you're reaching. And Holly, how did you get saved, and what group of people are you looking to minister to? Before you answer, I want people also to know that Holly and Chad are hardcore. I mean, they just went to Las Vegas to an electric dance music festival, the Electric Daisy Carnival, where most of the people going there are on ecstasy or some kind of hallucinogenic drug and what have you. And they passed out a track called When Ecstasy Turns to Misery. I'm looking at it right now. Tony did the artwork after I'd written the track, and he did a great job. We also have another track here called The Horrors of Heroin. And we have a huge heroin problem here in Simi Valley. I'm going to get into that a little bit, and also about how it pays to know where the kids are at when you're trying to reach them with the gospel. But Holly, why don't you explain how you got saved and some of your target audience?
Well, as you said, I grew up obviously in the church, and I've always had a love for the Lord. And That was just something I grew up with and never questioned, but I was always, every time I asked a question, I was always given an answer through scripture. So it was not, I never questioned the existence of God or anything like that, but I was always able to back it up with scripture as I grew and learned more and more. But as I grew older, I always wanted to reach the lost more and also empower the kids around me to reach the lost more with scripture. And we were trying to find ways that we can bring kids in, because a lot of kids in the youth group, they come and, you know, all these kids all around town, they go to church and they may love the Lord or they may not, they may just go for fun, but you want to find a way to reach those kids first and to have them reach out to their friends. And a lot of kids are too scared to do that. So as we got older and as I got married to Chad, I thought, you know, we have to find a way to reach these kids and have the, teach these kids to witness and to bring kids in. And Revive Us was a great way to do that, because during the summer event, kids get to get involved and serve the Lord and they get to volunteer and do all these things, but the main purpose is for them to bring their non-believing friends, and that way they can reach out to the community and they can witness. And some kids are too afraid to invite their friends to church or whatever. It might be weird for them sometimes, you know, to just walk up and say, hey, come to church with me. Kids are embarrassed and stuff. So we thought, you know, they can invite their friends to a concert, because who doesn't want to go to a free concert? And that's also one of the reasons why we like to keep it free, because we don't want to say, hey, come to a concert with me. Oh, and you have to pay $20. But this way, we keep it free. You can invite all your friends. You can bring the lost. And this is a way. So growing up, that's just been something that's been on my heart. And that's where we've come from there.
Revive Us, the summer event featuring Cutlass. Revive Us, Saturday, July 27th, 12 noon to 8 p.m. at Rancho Simi Community Park in Simi Valley. Special guests include Johnny Stratt, Evan Kraft, Paul Jung, Broken, and comedian Barry McKenna. Plus activities, prizes, giveaways, food, and fun. Revive Us. This event is free. Visit us at www.reviveus.org for more information.
Well, praise God. Why don't you guys explain how it is that you get big bands like Cutlass and Seventh Day Slumber and still manage to keep the event free?
Well, that's not that easy. But entirely it comes from the Lord. But a lot of it just comes from different businesses offering their services at the event, including like Chick-fil-A is going to be there as a vendor. We'll have like funnel cake people, and they turn over to us 10% of the profit that they make at the event, and that helps. And a lot of people also buy banners, a sponsorship, and things like that. And also Blessed Hope Chapel and Good Fight Ministries, they also help out us in terms of funds, because it's not that easy to throw an event this big, but we've been very blessed. The Lord does provide really well, so we've been it's been awesome in that sense.
Okay, well, you know, who are the youth specifically that you're targeting? I know we're trying to reach all youth that don't know Christ, of course, but, you know, who are we trying to reach and why?
Well, I know for me, the people that I know are in my heart when I'm in prayer at night, a lot of them are the people right here in the city, because I grew up right here. A lot of the people, if you're in Simi Valley or near or around it, or even watch Dr. Phil, I guess, found out that Simi Valley has a big drug problem. We've been saying it for a while, but now people are really understanding what's going on. I know I lost one of my good friends, was on my wrestling team with me in high school, to heroin. He died in a hotel room in Bakersfield. And my heart is to reach out to those kids and show them that, hey, Christ is deliverance from your sins. Christ means being saved in Christ, knowing Christ means that you're delivered. You're a new creation in Christ. You're not stuck in some rehab where you have to tell someone, I'm an alcoholic, I'm a drug addict every day. You're a new creation in Christ. You can be delivered from your sins. I was an alcoholic. I am not an alcoholic anymore. I have been saved by Christ, delivered from Christ, and I want other people to see that joy, see what you can have in Christ, and see what Christ does when he regenerates your heart and makes you new and when you are born again. So that's the audience we want to hit, because I see kids in rehab, out of rehab, in all these sober living houses, and all they're doing is fixating their problem to something else. They have a problem with sin, and it never really gets fixed, because even if they get off drugs, they usually switch to cigarettes or some other thing that they get addicted to, be it fornication or things like that, where they just fixated on something else rather than fixing their eyes upon Jesus, looking to him as the author and finisher of their faith, their creator, and having a relationship with Christ.
Well, praise God. I'm actually really glad you said that, because The Bible says that the gospel is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. And we, a lot of people don't realize what we have. A lot of Christians think, oh man, if they can get this program, that program. We have the power of Jesus. I mean, read the gospels. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the same Jesus who is operating and living in the world today through the power of his spirit, through the power of the gospel. We proclaim his name. It's the name that's above every other name. Chad, like yourself, you know my testimony. You know, I was a drunk as well. I was a pothead. I was doing speed, all these things. And I was in bondage to occult satanic powers. And when I embraced Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, the moment I turned to him, you know, the chains came off. I actually didn't even have to think about stopping all the vices. I mean, my life was so revolutionized. I don't even remember thinking, should I stop smoking pot? Should I stop getting drunk? I just stopped. I wasn't perfected in the day, but the major sins came off. And that's the power of Christ. I could never do that on my own. And we want to lift up the name of Jesus. We've seen many, many people delivered by, through the power of Jesus. Now, I'm not saying it always happens that fast either. Don't want anybody to misunderstand me. I'm just saying Jesus can work that fast and when you surrender to him. But the process of sanctification is just that, a process. But if somebody opens their heart to him, I mean, it's like if you stick a fork in, you know, in a light socket, or I should say an electrical socket, it's going to transform you. Well, Jesus is more powerful than an electrical socket. He created the universe, and he'll transform you. When it talks about fornicators and homosexuals and adulterers and thieves and drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God, in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, the very next verse says, and such were some of you, but you were sanctified, justified, washed. Such were some of you. Amen. He changes us. And that's what this event's about. It's not, you know, even though we use music, we use the preaching of the word, even though we use music, we use the preaching of the word and these various means, it's the gospel. It's an encounter with Jesus that changes people. And that's why we're so excited about this coming up summer event for Revivus. If you've just tuned in, we're talking about the Revivus event, the big summer event here in Simi Valley, California. If you're in the LA area, it's not far from you at all. July 27th, it's got a huge event with the band Cutlass. And people's eyes are bugging out when they hear it's free. Like I said, we're paying for it, so it's free for everybody who attends. And the gospel is going to be preached. A great place to bring your kids, your young people, to hear the word of God, to have some really powerful, beautiful Christian music with a lot of memorable Christian praise songs and what have you. And we're really looking forward to it. I mean, there's a lot of prizes that will be given away and things of that nature, which we really haven't touched upon, because we want people to know this is about Jesus. And it was a great time last year. I can't wait for this year. This year we expect to get 3 or 4. I know some are hoping over 5,000, but it's going to be a great event. Folks, this is really something you might consider praying and having your children to. Really fires them up for Jesus, lets them see a lot of younger people and Christian bands excited about Jesus. I mean, they see Satan being glorified and occult music in the world being glorified and social media and a lot of the movies. What an event to bring them to see a lot of young people getting excited about Jesus. And it's free. It's an incredibly, you know, incredible event that's actually free. And I've been talking about the date. Let's get a little more detail on the Revivus event. Chad and Holly, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the time of the event and where it's at?
The event is on Saturday, July 27th from 12 to 8 at Rancho Simi Community Park in Simi Valley. And there will be 5 bands total and tons of food, and there will be a comedian, tons of awesome stuff. And we'd like to get everybody there. If you'd like more information on the event, you go to reviveus.org. That's R-E-V-I-V-U-S.org. And check us out on Facebook also.
Yeah, and don't forget, there's more than just Cutlass there. Cutlass is awesome, and they're obviously going to be the big draw. But we also have other bands that really love the Lord and are actually awesome musicians. We have the band Broken that's going to be there. We have Paul Jung who's going to be there, Evan Kraft, Johnny Stratt. We even have a comedian named Barry McKenna who's just hilarious. So we have a bunch of awesome artists who really love the Lord and are going to glorify him and sing their praises to him and hopefully usher in some brand new people into the kingdom.
Well, praise God. Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Holly. Thank you, Tony. I want to thank you, the radio audience, for bearing with this new format for this particular show. We love you guys, and we hope to see you there on July 27th. Revivus.org. God bless you guys. Praise God.
You've been listening to Pastor and author Joe Schimmel on the Good Fight Radio Show. To learn more about Good Fight Ministries, please visit goodfightradio.org, where we feature many eye-popping and life-changing resources on DVD and CD, as well as an archive of previously aired shows. You can visit our podcast page at goodfightradio.org to find many of Pastor Joe's full Sunday morning teachings. If you've been blessed by this show and would like to share this blessing with others, you can help support our ministry by visiting our donate page also at goodfightradio.org. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062. Or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.